Good afternoon, Dr. Bedringer, Pedraska, the profession holds the campus, and because the procedure was GERD, epigastric pain, history, gastric ulcer, dysphagia, so you can make a scene on the side. Dr. Nelson, which term is triple up, this was false on the side of numbers, I appreciate for EG biopsies, which are numbers, which is still the same, which is not, but thank you, appreciate the delivery. This could be okay, but it's a very savvy use in the but one of the first second of the exam, which is doing a margin, do an edge biopsies, one of the little city, the rest is for enterprise, no, but you ask for no evidence in the positive ulcer or practice, no, the entrance was moderate severe erosive gastritis. That was shown at the incisor of Boston for cardio ulcer, moderate severe erosive gastritis. Multiple biopsies taken of the entrance and biopsies taken of the body of the stomach. Do I have any problem with the cerebral plague or to any other new biopsy process? Question about junction. No evidence of any bad side of esophagitis. No evidence of strictural hilarnia. Question of tracheolization of the esophagus. Did the biopsy of the esophagus in three segments, proximal third, middle third, and distal third? And they all were sent different jars for esophagitis removed. Question of patient like application, find number one. Question of tracheolization of esophagus, biopsy of esophagus are done to rule out esophageal esophagitis, done for separate segments of the esophagus, proximal, middle, and distal. Number three, no evidence of esophagitis or bad esophagus or stricture hilarnia. Number four, moderate severe diffuse erosive gastritis in the body, stomach, and antrum. Multibiopsy taken from the body and antrum to rule out Helicobacter pylori and to rule out neoplasia of inflammatory change or intraseminal aplasia. Number four, moderate to an edge biopsy within a series with recurrence recognition. Away from the esophagus biopsy, to raise the esophagitis. Number two, away from the stone vessels by helical authority to prepare. Number three, put omeprazole 40 mg per day. Number four, start patient cataphrase 1 gram QID, 1 gram QID for 2 months. Number five, further follow-up of the stone biopsy for helical pharmacy. Number six, further follow-up of the endoscopy were depending on the biopsy of stomach. Number five, with the biopsy of stomach negative for any intraseminal aphasia or any malignancy, then recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 years as a surveillance for the screen for the esophagus. Number four, if the biopsy of esophagus comes negative for the esophagitis, patients still have dysphagia symptom, then recommendation have esophageal motility motility study to rule out esophageal motility disorder. Follow up on this annotation, please send the copy to patient primary care provider and copy Dr. Parham Saturday. The procedure was July 16th to 22nd. July 16th to 22nd. Patient option, thanks.